10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Put in South Lawn, make sure drive, get in into town. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Yes, that is a huge demographic. Well, I am Susie Zawacki, your host. And if you've never listened to our show weekly, I have expert guests on that continue to teach me all about our aging journey. And I hope they do the same for you. And my show today is about outsmarting Alzheimer's, and I feel that Alzheimer's disease has got to be one of the cruelest diseases, not only to the patient, but also to families. And my first guest is Kenneth Kosick, MD, and he has written this amazing book called Just That, Outsmarting Alzheimer's, What You Can Do to Reduce Your Risk. And we're going to talk about this and then hear from my second guest about Alzheimer's and the early stages. So you want to stay right here on AM 560. And I'd like to welcome Kenneth Kosick, MD, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on the air with you.
Well, I'm very happy to have you. Your book is outstanding. You said it can people can find out about it at readersdigest.com or it can be purchased on Amazon. But, I mean, there's so much to be said about the book and the six areas, and we're going to cover as much as possible. But I want to start out with a topic that I think is so important because so many baby boomers have trouble sleeping, or even seniors. And does sleep really save the brain?
Great question. You know, we're learning so much about sleep lately, and there is starting to be some good data that getting a good night's sleep can actually improve your brain function over the long term. Certainly it improves our brain function over the short term. There's nothing like a good night's sleep to perform well the next day. But getting good sleep on a regular basis is also important. Now, that's easy to say, but then how do you do it? Because we also know that as we age, sleep begins to fragment. You wake up in the middle of the night, you can't get back to sleep. So I like to think that, we can help people a bit to improve their sleep habits.
So sleep would be actually an area of your life to really work on, and that may mean shutting down all your technological devices earlier or doing something to really calm you down or the things that you know interrupt your sleep to really start to work on that because it can save the brain.
That is super on target. I would also add to that that I know many people that they worry so much that they're not getting a good night's sleep that they lose even more sleep.
Yeah.
And so we really, if you're just not able to sleep, it's best to just get up for a little while, read a book or something, and try not to stress out too much about sleep. You can catch up if you're lucky during the day, maybe taking a nap. It's really something to think about from many perspectives.
Now, with Alzheimer's disease, there's a lot of myths around it, and I'd like for you to debunk some of the ones that are on the forefront that you hear often.
Well, one of them on the forefront has to do with the inheritance. If you have a parent that has Alzheimer's disease, it's true that your risk does go up a little bit, but it doesn't mean you'll definitely get it. And it also works the other way. Another myth is that people think if their parents didn't get it, they're home free. And that's not true either.
Well, those are two big ones, definitely. Anything else come to your mind?
Those are certainly some of the big ones. Many people have, for years, people have talked about aluminum. That's not a worry. We really have pretty much ruled out aluminum as a cause of Alzheimer's. There's some of the, there's probably a lot of others out there as well, and I'd be happy to.
Yeah, I would like to talk about those, like some of the known causes that, we're aware of, because I'm hoping with Alzheimer's that as well as medical technology is progressing, that I live with the hope there may be a cure someday.
That's right. And I think that you're justified in having that hope, because the research is moving along well. We're getting a lot of really profound insights about the underlying cause of the disease, the biology of the disease. On the other hand, none of us have a crystal ball, and we can't say when that cure is going to arrive.
Now, what are some of the causes? You had mentioned aluminum. Anything else?
Yeah, so aluminum is not a cause.
Okay.
Yes, and it's just as important to know what doesn't cause it as well as what does cause it. We actually don't know very much about the cause of Alzheimer's in probably 99% of people. All we know is that it's clearly related to aging. Your risk goes up as you get older. Everybody knows that. But the cause is only known in about 1% of people with the disease. And in those people, the cause is clearly genetic. There's a mutation they have. And if you're in that 1% and your parent has it, then you do have to worry. But but they're a very small group, fortunately.
Now, I find it so interesting, Dr. Kosick, is that some people have like the most vibrant minds at 90, and then other people, so I always wonder, I'm sure like in your book you talk about the six areas of smarts, which we're going to get into, but you must see that, is some of this genetic, is some of it lifestyle, is it a combination of everything?
Well, yeah, I'm also very fascinated by that. We refer to what happens to most of us. Those of us that are fortunate enough to escape Alzheimer's, most of us still have some small decline with aging. We call it cognitive aging. It's those senior moments. It's the thing that happens to most elders when they're reaching to find a name or something like that. And that is so common. It's actually a normal part of aging, as normal as wrinkling of the skin. But then you asked a really good question, which is, how about those few people that are the exceptions, those 90-some-year-old people that are still sharp as a tack? And biology, medicine needs a better understanding of what's going on in their brains. Maybe they have some wonderful genes that are keeping them that way. We don't fully understand that yet.
Yeah, you kind of wonder. And I do see a lot of it with what you're doing as far as, you know, if you're healthier, if you're doing aerobic, getting oxygen to the brain. I mean, some of this stuff is common sense. But I'd like to go into talking about how somebody would really look at the risk for developing Alzheimer's disease.
Good. So we can, I'll go through that, and please stop me as I go, because this will be some of the core stuff that's in the book here. So when you think about trying to outsmart Alzheimer's disease, you think about your risk and you want to reduce it. The first way to think about it is medical risks versus lifestyle risks. And the medical risks are pretty simple. They're things we know. They're high blood pressure, high sugar or glucose, and high lipids. So you should know your numbers, and we have drugs to treat all of those. If you have abnormal numbers in any of those categories, then you probably should see a physician and get it corrected, because abnormalities there are definitely not only a risk for cardiovascular disease and stroke, but also a risk for Alzheimer's. So point one, know your numbers.
Okay.
Good. And so then we go to the lifestyle side of the equation. And here's where you mentioned the six topics, and I can go through them. Again, please interrupt me along the way.
Well, what I want to do, Dr. Kosick, is I think they're so important, especially using the word smarts, because it'll be easy for people to remember, is to really talk about it coming up after our break. But and I know a lot of them are about lifestyle. I always say, I have a saying too, I can't remember what I keep forgetting. Or I've also heard at, if you walk into a room, if you say you have dementia, which is one of my questions, does that always lead into Alzheimer's, which I'd like to address. But if you walk into a room and you forget something to walk backwards, it will come back to you. Is that a myth?
That's a myth.
Okay. Back to my question. Does dementia always lead into Alzheimer's or not?
Let me clarify that. Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. So, in a sense, Alzheimer's is dementia.
Okay.
And Dementia just means it's a symptom. It's like saying someone has a fever. You have to get to the bottom of what causes the fever. You have to get to the bottom of what causes dementia. Alzheimer's is the most common cause, but it's not the only cause. All dementia means is that the person has impairments in their thinking and memory.
Okay, I see. So it's not always, they're not always, or actually Alzheimer's is a level of dementia, is what you're saying.
Alzheimer's is a type of dementia.
Okay, yes. A type. Well, there you go. So what we have today is we have Outsmarting Alzheimer's. Yes, we're going to talk more about what you can do to reduce your risk. I'm here with Kenneth Kosick, MD. He's written an outstanding book called Outsmarting Alzheimer's. All right here, coming up next on Aging Info Radio.
At Next Stage Kidney Care Oak Brook, they give their patients choice and flexibility. With treatment options including peritoneal dialysis, flexible in-center hemodialysis, and home hemodialysis, their patients can take an active role in their treatments. Their expert staff provides training that allows patients to choose a therapy option that is right for their lifestyle. Contact them at 630-475-4340 or visit nextstagekidneycare.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. This is Susie Zawacki, and imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now, imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start, and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all the trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. We have such a great show today. We are talking about outsmarting Alzheimer's. Yes, I'm here with Kenneth Kosick, MD. He has written that book, Outsmarting Alzheimer's, What You Can Do to Reduce Your Risk. And Dr. Kosick, I would like to know, there's six areas in your book with the most scientific evidence for protecting your brain health, and you use the word smart. So for S, we're going to talk about the first one, which is social smarts. Let's hear what you have to say about that.
Great. That's a really interesting one. We know that human beings are very social creatures, and we also know that social isolation is bad for the brain. As elders get up in years, and maybe some of a spouse may pass away or a friend. Social isolation is a problem. So the first one on the list there is to try to have a nice wide circle of friends, joining clubs, church groups, sports activities. Just stay social.
Get up, get dressed, get out, and get going, but get social with people, right?
That's right.
The next one, M, for the word smarts, is meal smarts. So what do you have to say about this? Because this is an area that is so important in overall health.
So important in overall health. And I'm going to just jump to the bottom line here, which is you want to try to avoid a lot of calories. Keeping your weight normal is very, very important. I would go beyond that and say avoid fast foods, avoid a lot of really fatty foods. And then if you want to go even deeper, there's a lot in the book about specific diets, Mediterranean diets. There are different diets that are certainly good for you. But if you, you know, the big guideline here is just don't overeat.
Yeah, a lot of foods give you brain fog.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's what you're talking about. I also was recently told by a very slender friend of mine, she's like, you know, your fist is the size of your stomach. You should never eat more food than your fist size. I said,
that's a very nice way to put it.
Yeah, that's probably why she's so tall and slim. Anyway, smarts, the word smart. The next one is A for aerobic smarts. Let's hear about that one.
Yeah, well, you know, if I was going to spell the word smarts to begin with an A, I would put aerobic first because exercise is the one area on this list of six items that for which the evidence is absolutely the best. Getting out there, exercising, getting your heart rate up, is just so helpful for health in general. You know, this is well known that it helps your heart, it helps even protect against cancer, and it also helps protect against Alzheimer's disease. Now, sometimes, though, especially for people getting up in years, it may be a little difficult to get out there and do a marathon or something like that. So if you have a knee trouble or you're a little dizzy, you know, or some other problem, see a physical therapist and find the exercises that are good for you, because no matter what incapacity a person may have, there's always some exercise that they can do, and it's super important.
Yeah, baby steps in that area. Also, you look at Dick Van Dyke, who is 90, and his book is Keep Moving. I mean, the man dances like he's 50.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because if you're going to talk about one thing on the smarts list here, that you're going to do, you're going to forget everything else, but just remember one thing, it's dancing. You get exercise, you get social activity, you sometimes have to remember the steps if you're trying to remember how to do a salsa or something. You know, there's so much involved with dancing that it's sort of wrapping almost all of the smarts into one.
Isn't that great? And we have R for resilience smarts. Let's talk about this one.
Yeah, so resilience means resilience against stress. Chronic stress is just not good for the brain, and it's sometimes hard to avoid. If you're having problems, financial problems, marital problems, that may not be avoidable. But what I always recommend for people to practice reducing stress is to sometimes find a way to just step away from your problems, whether it's meditation or yoga, and spend a little bit of time every day detaching yourself from stressors.
I think it should be an automatic. People should say, this is a lifestyle, just like you brush your teeth. You get up, you brush your teeth, and you go get silent for a while. Eliminate stress at the beginning or end of your day would give you a lot in the area of resilience.
I think I'm going to ask you to write a little addendum for the book on that topic.
I sure will, Dr. Kosick. No problem. Okay, let's go to T. T for train your brain smarts.
Train the brain, yes. So this is an interesting one. This has to do with train the brain or challenge the brain. It involves keeping yourself mentally active. Now, there's all kinds of ways to do that. One way not to do it is say if you've been doing the New York Times crossword puzzle for the last 40 years, it's not going to help you to keep doing it. You want to do new things, new challenges, like whether it's learning a language, playing an instrument, traveling, or even meeting new people. All of these things will challenge the brain.
Yeah, do things different. I mean, if you go, there's brain fitness stores all over the Chicagoland area. And if you go into any of them, there are so many ways that you can use different parts of your brain that you may have never used before by, you know, either reading something totally different that you didn't know or, you know, doing a different game. Or like you said, don't do the same crossword puzzle forever and ever.
And just, you know, I think just meeting new people is a brain challenge. You know, what are you going to talk about? How can you find their interests? How can you communicate your interests? It's not just a social smarts, but it's also a brain training smarts in terms of talking to people and reaching out.
And then we're back to S again with the word smarts, and yes, that is back to sleep. I mean, this is such an area of health that is so important.
So, you know, in one of the things that happens in Alzheimer's is there's this material called amyloid that collects in the brain. And we now know that when once you get into really deep sleep, called stage 4 sleep, the amyloid will start to wash out of the brain. That's the reason why it's so good to get a good night's sleep.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, I myself know myself well enough. When I get a really good night's sleep, I feel great the next day. If I have eaten well, too, the day before or a couple days before. I mean, if you're in tune with yourself, you can notice that. And when you don't get a good night's sleep, it's just more difficult. And then the resilience, the stressors start to show up.
That's so true. And, you know, a good night's sleep is not just measured in how many hours, but the quality of the sleep.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the latest research, we talked a little bit about this because, as I've told you, I definitely do live hoping that someday there will be a cure for this cruel disease. But what do you see here on the forefront?
Well, I see a lot of scientific developments. This is something that has the field is advancing very rapidly in terms of our deep scientific understanding of the disease. What is more difficult to do is to take the scientific insights and turn it into a treatment. We just don't have a crystal ball that'll tell us when that's going to happen. But I'll also tell you one other thing, which is that if we are going to cure it, there's only one solution, and that's research.
Yeah, it needs a lot more research and really understanding. I mean, understanding not only your risk for it, but like this, the book that you have written, Dr. Kosick, is so extraordinary. I mean, if you're looking to really be proactive in the area of Alzheimer's, it is called Outsmarting Alzheimer's, What You Can Do to Reduce Your Risk. What an educational piece. Is this your first book?
I have one other called The Alzheimer's Solution, and so I've been interested in this topic for a long time.
Oh, I bet. I mean, there's just, I mean, when you really look at even the smarts, and again, the social smarts, the meal smarts, aerobic, resilient, and train your brain smarts, and the most important, sleep smarts. I mean, that says so much about just being good for your overall health. I mean, you've taught us a lot here today.
Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Well, I just think your book is great. Again, it's available on Amazon, or you can go to readersdigest.com. Some of this stuff will be posted at Aging Info Radio. And again, I'm with Kenneth Kosick, MD. And thank you for what you do, Dr. Kosick.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed chatting.
I also never said, but he is a professor of neuroscience research and co-director of the Research Institute at the University of California. And coming up next, I have another guest that's going to talk about Alzheimer's and the early stages of this cruel disease, all right here. So don't go away.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids, with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, the size of the love is the size of the loss. Well, we are talking about Alzheimer's disease today. Yes, it is one of the cruelest diseases to humanity and, of course, to the families involved. And my next guest is an expert in this area. It's Daniel Kuhn. He has written a book called Alzheimer's Early Stages, The First Steps for Family, Friends, and Caregivers. Welcome, Daniel, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. You are a world of information in this area. And before we get started, I'd like you to toot your own horn and tell us a little bit about your background, because it is so thorough in the area of Alzheimer's.
Well, for the last 40 years, I've been a social worker in the fields of aging. And starting in 1987, I began to work at the Rush Alzheimer's Disease Center. And ever since then, I've been devoted to people with dementia as well as their families and the professionals who care for them. So that's really been my passion for almost 30 years now.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to learn about it. Now, have you seen it as far as are more people being diagnosed today? I know young onset Alzheimer's disease, also known as YODs, has come about in the last 30 years, or people are actually recognizing it. But what are the numbers? Is it on the way up, or is it?
Yeah. Without a doubt, it is growing by leaps and bounds, and that's really a function of aging. You know, it's age related, and so the longer we live, the greater the risk of developing Alzheimer's and other types of dementia. So we now have, you know, the largest number of older people ever before in the United States, and that's going to continue to grow as the baby boomers come of age.
Yeah, it's so difficult for people to understand the disease and understand what's going on. But more so than that, when a family member starts to have the early signs of it, and I'd like you to address some of the things that you say this could be, as my last guest pointed out, Alzheimer's is an area of dementia. But, you know, what do people really look for when, you know, it starts to get where, you know, they open their father's refrigerator and find his car keys in there or something like that? I mean, what do people look for?
Yeah, you know, I think the earliest stages is really the most confounding for the individuals who are experiencing these problems as well as the family members, because at first, it's not unlike the everyday forgetfulness that you and I experience. You know, we all are forgetful now and then, but the critical difference is that this becomes a pattern of behavior and then ultimately a daily problem. And so there are little events that build up, and usually it's in hindsight. Someone will say, for the last several months or years, I've noticed a pattern evolving, and usually there's a critical incident, such as, like you point out, something really odd happens, like keys in the, from the car in the fridge, or someone getting lost outside their home, or not paying their bills and the gas being shut off. So it's this kind of thing that really raises the alarm, and it suggests that maybe we need to look into this medically for an evaluation.
I mean, that's got to be a very difficult turning point for a family member or a caregiver or a sibling or, I mean, anybody related to really bring it out.
Well, it's actually estimated that only half of the people are indeed evaluated. I think there's such stigma associated with this and a lot of confusion about this being a normal part of aging that at least half the people do not go in for a medical evaluation of these symptoms. And in some cases, it is reversible because it may be due to hypothyroidism or pernicious anemia or even related to the side effects of medications. So these are things that the physician or nurse practitioner will try to rule out as possible causes of dementia. And without one of those reversible conditions, they're left with a laundry list of what we call irreversible dementias. And Alzheimer's is the leading one, as Dr. Kosek pointed out.
Yes, I'm here with Daniel Kuhn. He has written the book Alzheimer's Early Stages. I'd like to know, too, Daniel, what should someone do immediately if they feel that they're forgetting?
Right. I would say, first of all, don't panic. Again, you have to get the facts straight. So I would advise that they get a medical evaluation. You can start with your own primary care physician. Or if you feel like it is a persistent pattern with a relative, you might want to seek an opinion from a neurologist, and neurologists are trained in disorders of the brain, and there are even specialists within neurology that deal with memory disorders. And so I would suggest get the facts straight, get an evaluation, and find out if it indeed is something reversible or if it's a condition like Alzheimer's, and then you have to then address issues like drug treatment and then start planning for the future, because inevitably people will decline from this disease and need increasing amounts of care over the next several years.
That's such a brave person that's willing to really put it out there and acknowledge that, yes, I have a problem here. I mean, that takes huge amounts of courage. So anybody that's even thinking, just talk to your doctor. Like you said, it could be a medication. It could be little tiny baby steps that are in the way and you're feeling this way and it has nothing to do with the big picture, because I think the human brain automatically goes to the worst case scenario, right, Daniel?
Exactly. But I believe knowledge is power.
Yes, knowledge is definitely power. And we're talking about Alzheimer's today, that cruel disease to humanity and, of course, the family members. Daniel Kuhn has so much more information here about the early stages and more about Alzheimer's, all coming up next right here.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
At NextStage Kidney Care Oak Brook, they give their patients choice and flexibility with treatment options including peritoneal dialysis, flexible in-center hemodialysis, and home hemodialysis. Their patients can take an active role in their treatments. Their expert staff provides training that allows patients to choose a therapy option that is right for their lifestyle. Contact them at 630-475-4340 or visit nextstagekidneycare.com.
A revolutionary new kind of senior living, Bright Oaks is a firm departure from stagnant elder care. At Bright Oaks, we say, life happens here. We celebrate each moment as an opportunity for growth and joy, and each person as an active, participating member of our community. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
Yes, if you are searching for a senior living community, Bright Oaks Group is a place where growing old is optional. Contact Bright Oaks Group at 312-888-4800 or go to their website at brightoaksgroup.com. They are a very unique senior living community, and once again, that's Bright Oaks Group. We are talking about Alzheimer's today, and my guest is Daniel Kuhn. He has written the book Alzheimer's Early Stages, and this is not your first book. You've written two others, correct?
Right. I wrote one that's currently out of print about the growing challenge of Alzheimer's in senior living communities, and then one was called The Art of Dementia Care.
So you know a whole lot about what we're talking about, but we were just kind of getting into if somebody acknowledges that they do think that they're having memory issues to go to a doctor, but what happens if someone is diagnosed? What do you recommend there?
Well, the doctor will usually try them out on one of the four FDA-approved medications, but unfortunately these medications don't work in all cases, and they offer mild symptomatic relief. So we really consider these to be first-generation drugs, but you try them out and find out if it does improve memory a bit, makes people more attentive, less dependent upon other people. But beyond that, I think we really need to think about the future because clearly this is a degenerative disease of the brain and people will need increasing amounts of help over time. So I have to think about the cost of care because even though most care is provided by families, ultimately they will need some help in the home or in a senior living community. And so to plan ahead with a certified financial planner, to also think about powers of attorney for property and health care, so maybe considering an elder law attorney who specializes in this field, think about who you'd like to appoint as your point person in the event that you're no longer able to make your own care decisions. So got to get that legal and financial planning out of the way. But more importantly, I think, is to figure out how are you going to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And many of the same things that Dr. Kosek was talking about are things that I recommend, to stay socially active, to have a good, healthy diet, to remain cognitively engaged, to, of course, stay physically involved. And some people, they join a gym, they hire a personal trainer, or they just go walking in the neighborhood. So it's really important to maintain that healthy lifestyle and to maintain a positive attitude because, as you point out, this can be a very cruel disease. But I've learned a lot from people living with Alzheimer's and other dementias, and they have this capacity that some of us lack is to live in the moment and really appreciate life on its own terms. And there are some people who really they rise to the occasion and they actually have a very good life in spite of their impairments.
I have a question. Do people ever get better? I mean, have you seen this? Once they are diagnosed, if they're put on a medication and they start to do things that the smarts, as Dr. Kenneth Kosek talked about, and they really do take on this as, I'm going to win here. I'm going to win this disease. Does it work?
I don't think there's any proof that it can reverse the symptoms or stop the progression. However, I've noticed people who have come out of the shadows and get the diagnosis, and they feel relieved in many ways because now they have something to blame. The family can rally around this individual and learn about this and help this person to cope better. So I think it lifts the burden for many people who are somehow stuck and afraid to be themselves. So it relieves them of a great deal of distress.
Well, knowing is very important. I mean, if you are diagnosed, you have a place to go from. If you're not diagnosed, you don't really know what's going on.
Exactly.
And neither do your family members, so it makes it a lot harder.
And family members sometimes are blaming the victim. They're saying, I just told you that a minute ago. Why are you repeating yourself? Uh-huh. Or they're correcting or arguing with him or her. So that kind of communication is not helpful. But if people realize what they're going through, it helps everybody.
Now, we talked about somebody being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. What's your recommendation for caregivers or the family members to really work with somebody that has it?
Yeah, I think family members are going to need a whole lot of support, and they can join a support group. They need to get solid disease education. They need to know how to take care of themselves as well, because unfortunately, many caregivers end up being physically impaired by their caregiving responsibilities, the amount of stress over time. So I always say, you know, there's that old adage, it takes a village to raise a child. I think it takes a village to care for somebody with Alzheimer's disease.
Well, it can be a very challenging role to take on as a caregiver, mm-hmm. because the person can go through a lot of different phases. And you know these. I mean, Alzheimer's patients can get very combative.
Right. Well, they can become combative, but that sometimes is a function of a hostile environment. They're reacting to something. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important for family members to become conversant in all these issues, so they minimize that distress that people sometimes feel when they have Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, or the fear that comes in with it. I mean, yes. There's so much to be said. Now, what about breakthroughs in treating or curing? Are you mm-hmm. seeing anything on the forefront? I talked to Dr. Kosick about it. And what about you?
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't had any new drugs in the last 13 years. And it's due to this failure of not knowing exactly all the different causes of Alzheimer's disease. And so there's a lot of work being done on reducing risk and looking at prevention. Increasingly, we're looking at Alzheimer's on par with heart disease, that maybe there's no cure for heart disease, but we've become pretty good at prevention as well as lowering cholesterol, for example, that may mm-hmm. lead to heart disease. So I think more and more we're looking at Alzheimer's as a way of maybe arresting it or identifying early on and reducing the risk, and in that way preventing it.
Yeah, be proactive with it. And again, I'm with Daniel Kuhn. He has written Alzheimer's Early Stages, and I'm going to get Daniel's wise words of wisdom all coming up next on Aging Info Radio.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
We have been talking about Alzheimer's today. Yes, outsmarting Alzheimer's, what you could do to reduce your risk. My guest is Daniel Kuhn. He's also written a book called Alzheimer's Early Stages, The First Steps for Family, Friends, and Caregivers. Daniel, you have a lot of wise words, especially in this area. What are your words of wisdom for the day?
Well, you know, I've had the privilege of encountering literally thousands of people affected by Alzheimer's and other dementias over the years. And so I would draw upon some of their wisdom. You know, people with Alzheimer's have told me, don't delay, don't be ashamed of your symptoms, get a diagnosis, get a handle on this. As I said earlier, knowledge is power. Get the support that you need. Get the medications and live a good life. You know, don't sit around and be depressed and think that you're dying. There's a lot of life to live after you've been diagnosed. And also family members, because they are the main providers of care, to learn how to cope effectively, seek out resources, share this news with other family members and friends. Don't be ashamed of it. We need a lot of people involved in the care. And caregivers need to care for themselves.
Yeah, learn how to give the right support, I think you're saying. Thank you so much for being my guest today. And again, Daniel's book is Alzheimer's Early Stages, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Turner Publishing. And I'll have all of the information about his book up at aginginforadio.com. Well, GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers are a coordinated healthcare model that is designed specifically for older adults. With one appointment, you can see your primary care physician, a specialist, and even an acupuncturist, and receive your prescriptions and diagnostic tests at one time. How convenient is that? GenCare provides free transportation for those who qualify. Go to GenCareMed.com for more information. They are an amazing neighborhood medical center, and they have a number of locations in the Chicagoland area, all up at AgingInfo.com. And my Paws Pooch up for adoption today through Paws Chicago, our favorite no-kill shelter this week, is Sir Butterscotch. He's a 7-year-old male Shih Tzu mix. What a cute guy. Go to pawschicago.org or call 773-935-PAWS and give Sir Butterscotch a forever home. Yes, Daisy, that's Sir Butterscotch. We are hoping he will get a forever home. Again, PAWS is 773-935-PAWS. And if this is your year that you are eligible for Social Security, contact my safe money man, John O'Connor. He will teach you all that you need to know about becoming eligible for Social Security, when to take it, and why. This is a decision that will impact your financial future for the rest of your life. Go to aginginforadio.com and click on the O'Connor and Associates logo. They have seminars all the time in the evenings, or give them a call at 847-274-2681 to visit John. And I do hope you learned today from our show. And again, the books are Outsmarting Alzheimer's by Dr. Kenneth Kosick, Alzheimer's Early Stages by Daniel Kuhn. And I do wish anybody the best if you are starting to work with Alzheimer's. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
At Next Stage Kidney Care Oak Brook, they give their patients choice and flexibility. With treatment options including peritoneal dialysis, flexible in-center hemodialysis, and home hemodialysis, their patients can take an active role in their treatments. Their expert staff provides training that allows patients to choose a therapy option that is right for their lifestyle. Contact them at 630-475-4340 or visit nextstagekidneycare.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
What's happening? What does it mean? Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560, The Answer. WIND.